Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, gang. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, Jason Kelly, your host, alongside Carl Cole. No Mr. Goldstein today. Coley, welcome.
What's happening, mate?
We start today's podcast talking about an international friendly with flair.
TalkSport Network, your home for all of the England action.
This is where the heavyweights emerge.
Harry Kane, history maker and record breaker.
It's one of the great sporting rivalries. Our mindset has got to be spot on.
I don't think this Brazil squad is going to frighten England. I don't think there's anything to fear there.
Interestingly enough, the Brazilian media were playing exactly the same game. Their team, man for man, their team's far, far better than our team is.
Now Rafinha down the right-hand side of the box, pulls it back, it comes to Vinicius Junior, 1-0, Brazil in front.
What a magnificent goal that was from Brazil.
Well, we want good performances, you know, we always have a high level of expectation.
I expect England to win the European Championship. Every other bloody country that builds up ahead of momentum wins something.
They're two great games for Gareth, could be a great week for Wembley.
To stop them. England look like world beaters again.
England take on Brazil tonight, and TalkSport bring you the live commentary of that game.
Last night, Gareth Southgate and John Stones were speaking to the media ahead of the game.
No tomorrow, no Harry Kane, no Jordan Henderson, no Cole Palmer. I would say Cole and Hendo have a better chance of Belgium than Harry. He'd be extremely doubtful for that.
It's the first time we've sat down since the links to Manchester United. Just wondering what you think of all of that. Have you had an approach, and is it affecting preparations at all for the Euros?
No, it's not affecting anything. I've been in a job for 8 years where almost every day things are written about me that I have to get on with. All I would say is I'm the manager of England. I've got one job, pretty big one, but we play Brazil tomorrow. We head towards the Euros in the summer. And also Manchester United have a manager. And I think when stories are written about clubs where there's a manager in place, I think that's completely disrespectful.
Is it still flattering to be linked with a club like Manchester United though?
I'm not even going that route, because I'm the manager of England. And if I entertain any sort of comment on that, then there'll be another story, oxygen, and yeah, so no.
I always think we can beat people now, beat anyone, and I think I say that in a really humble way. I'm not, you know, I think everyone can get the sense from us as a team that we're not arrogant, we're very humble and quietly confident, which is a great, again, a great place to be in. But yeah, you have to be confident and believe that you can beat everyone, and I mean, if not, there's no point us being here. But to kind of feel it and believe it as well is a different thing. And I think these two games are great for us to get something out of them. Obviously, as you said, the last two games before the summer, and you want to finish on a high as well.
TalkSport Daily.
Coley, would you describe your football style as Brazilian? Would you? I don't know. Cody, you're a good player.
No, I wouldn't. I, mean, I wouldn't,
a bit
Jace,
samba
now.
About you?
Samba.
No.
Bit of bamba, maybe. Bambi or nice.
What about this current Brazil side? Let's hear from our South American football expert.
Hello, my name's Tim Vickery, sitting here in Rio, looking forward immensely to the latest chapter between England and Brazil. It's a new coach, Dorival Júnior. He's spent more than 45 years as a player and a coach. He could get easier starts than starting off against England and Spain. He's had to suffer with lots of injuries, players pulling out, and experienced players as well. You know, neither Alisson nor Edison. He's going to have to throw in an uncapped goalkeeper.
What a save!
Marquinhos has pulled out. Their best centre-back, Gabriel Magalhães of Arsenal, has pulled out.
Towards the six-yard box, and there's Gabriel rising, heading down, and the goalkeeper completely misses it.
In the midfield, well, there's lots of Premier League players there. João Gomes will probably get a game, I think, at some point.
Rolls it back. Brilliant goal! João Gomes, 2-1!
Recall for Lucas Paquetá. Paquetá, he didn't play those six rounds of World Cup qualifying. This is a big game for him, a kind of recall.
It's a little flick header.
The name who is on many, many people's lips is the 17-year-old Endrick. There is something very, very special there.
TalkSport Daily.
At Wembley tonight, England will also be paying tribute to the late, great Terry Venables in what will be the first home game since his passing.
All members of the Euro 96 squad have been invited to take part, so let's hear some of those names talk about Terry on TalkSport.
I'll tell and Shearer would tell you the same story. He'd come up to him and says, listen, you're starting. You're starting my team up front. The best manager can manage egos. Terry Venables was unbelievable at that.
Oh, Seaman! A save superbly from Nadal, and England go into the semi-finals of the European Championship.
The public started getting on our side, John. The fans started getting on our side, and then the further we went, just the better and better it got.
He was tactically outstanding. And I think the other thing, he was prepared to employ really good people around him that challenged him.
And the Germans go into the final, and England are out.
We were very close in Euro 96. We felt we was onto a good thing there.
He was a player's player. You treat him as a lad, as one of your friends, but you knew how far you could take him.
TalkSport Daily.
Next stop for the pod is...
There's been big controversy over England's new kit for the upcoming Euros. A supplier, Nike, have changed the colour of the St. George's flag on the neck of the shirt.
Carl, would you like to hear what Gareth Southgate, Stuart Pearce and the TalkSport callers have made about it? Would you like to hear it?
Of course I would.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't know if that is the debate, because clearly we've had kits before where the St. George's flag hasn't been on it. So in terms of what definitely needs to be on the shirt, in my view, that's the three lions, because that's... what is our iconic symbol is recognised around the world and differentiates us from England rugby and England cricket as well. So then I guess what you're asking is, if there's going to be a flag on the kit, should it be the flag of St. George? Well, which it should, because if it isn't red with a white background, then it isn't the flag of St. George. So I'm assuming that it's, when I looked at the shirt, I didn't assume it was the flag of St. George. I just assumed it was a sort of arty take on it, some sort of Banksy-esque type thing. So I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm not too bothered about it, really. But I understand why people are patriotic about the flag. As I say, if it isn't a red cross and a white background, then in my view, it's not the flag of St. George. So, yeah, I don't know if that helps.
a little bit, but I'd quite like to know whether you can influence it or not, because, you know, there are a lot of people, I know a lot of kits have been printed, but there are a lot of people who just think it's wrong that it's in different colours and it's disrespectful. So I'm wondering if you felt, as a former England player, now England manager, whether it's something that you feel, actually, we have to have that on there, it's really important, and if so, is it something you can influence?
Well, I'm not in kit design, but yeah, when we're saying it has to be on there, it hasn't always been on there, the flag of St. George. So look, I'm a huge patriot. I think we should celebrate St. George's Day more than we do. I seem to have more pints on St. Patrick's Day than I do on St. George's Day. I'm very proud of our heritage, but what this is meant to be, I'm not really clear So of course you can't redesign the flag, because as soon as you change what it looks like, it isn't the St George's flag.
Have you raised it though? With
I think it's been raised, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's all over the news. But it sounds as if the FA is standing firm on it and not going to change the kit.
Well, I've no idea how that would work. Obviously, you've probably got to recall 500,000 shirts and all these things are normally planned 2 years in advance, so I wouldn't have a clue how that would work, really.
I'm really, really surprised that this hasn't been picked up on beforehand, because whenever I've been involved with England, normally they unveil the shirts to the players, to the coaching staff, all of those type of things, and ask opinion. Now, I'm surprised that someone's not picked up on it. I didn't even know it was supposed to be a take on our flag, that chevron on the back of it. Looking at it, it looks like Chrysler or something like that. I have no idea what it is. But listen, you shouldn't be tinkering with the national flag of England.
I'm calling in because I actually started an online petition about this yesterday, and further to your point, it has exploded in support. We've got 15,000 signatures within a day, and it's just incredible to see how this has really resonated with people.
I see the shirt is nice as well.
Yeah, but listen,
there's nothing wrong with the shirt.
Issue, mate. This is my issue. I would be all over buying the shirt. It's the best England shirt I've had in my lifetime.
Yeah.
This terrible, terrible sort of
decision
of an ancient symbol that they've decided to do on the back is just impossible to explain.
TalkSport Daily.
Do you care about Scotland?
Listen, not bothered, but I do want to see them do well, but just not better than England.
No, fair enough. Okay, that's fair. I'm pretty sure they say the same. Because the Tartan Army took on the Dutch in Holland last night. They got beat 4-0, all live on TalkSport 2.
Here is Milan, into the penalty area now, and he's beyond the challenge and he's made it 4. And Scotland are capitulating here. Donald Milan brushing aside the challenge of Ryan Porteous, clipping it low beyond Angus Gunn. And Scotland's worst run for 15 years may be coming at just the wrong time. Milan timing his run perfectly, he was onside. And Scotland need to rediscover that feel-good factor very quickly before they land in Germany. 4-0.
You have to learn very, very quickly that, you know, when you're in a game, and I've got to say, in control of the game and creating the chances and getting into dangerous areas, you have to be clinical. That is when you have to put the ball in the back of the net, and then you force the opposition to take risks to get back into the game, and that's what you capitalise. I've got to say, I think Scotland were a little bit naive tonight. They kept on going, throwing players forward on top, leaving it a little bit open at the back, but I've got to say, defensively did their job to get back and cover for one another. And only towards the last probably 25 minutes of the game, that those little kind of cracks, kind of defensive communication, not taking your responsibility, taking your opposition player, allowing free opportunities to the opposition, it's those little things have to be nullified. But it was a good performance, but it's 4-0, Nigel. You can't shy away from that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And finally, let's have a listen to The Breakfast Show, where Ali McCoist and Ray Parler talk about the brains behind Alan Brazil. Oh, yeah, it's always his ever-loving wife, Jill.
Could you imagine him on his own?
Oh. No, I couldn't. Mean,
in all seriousness, first thing in the morning, who's going to get him his Frosties?
You know is that? Who defrosts your car? She goes, out defrost his car? Like, what? 3 a.m. Defrost his car, Ellie. Now, if you ask your wife or your missus to go out and defrost the car...
He
in a dressing gown.
I thought it was a wind-up.
No, right, she's out there scraping the old...
So, that's unbelievable. She gets up and she's
packed lunch.
She's pouring him a bowl of Frosties and defrosting the car at 3 a.m. Well, I'm not sure.
Where's it all gone wrong, Al?
I need to be brutally frank with you. I think I've gone wrong with her. That's what she's had to start doing to me. I can only imagine.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening to the Talksport Poddington. It's on the Talksport app, wherever you get your podcasts. Coley, have a good weekend.
Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The Talksport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.